Here is a request from someone. He says he knows a girl who wrote a book recently and she's acting like hot shit about it. He says that she is totally insane and will probably flip shit and threaten to hunt me down. Her name is Mary.
Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, this is Edward from Amazon.com.
Oh, hi. And,
hi, I'm just calling to let you know I'm in the Kindle department. We're going to have to discontinue your book. We're going to have to remove it from the entire marketplace.
Why?
Well, because of all the hate speech in it. Because we have policies against that. We're just not allowed to have that kind of horrible.
Like what?
Oh, just all the hate speech throughout the entire book.
There's hate speech in it?
Well, of course. I mean, you wrote it, right?
I don't recall writing anything that was offensive.
Oh, there's so much in here. How can you not understand
like
that?
Like where?
Everywhere.
Where?
Like, there's over 8.
How many parts?
It shows 8 different pages, and it has them all line marked. I don't feel comfortable repeating the things that you wrote, though. I mean, it's nothing
like
against
what?
You personally.
Please.
Just against the Jews, and you use the N-word so much. And
no,
I mean,
I don't.
This stuff about religion is very offensive to me personally.
No, I do not.
Because I'm a Christian.
That's completely false. I have never written that in my book, I don't say anything against Jews.
You can't deny that you wrote it. I mean, it's in the book. We can see the book. Like, even though I haven't bought the book since I work at Amazon,
I want you to email me those documents and show me.
You want me to email you your own book?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Show me those parts that you are saying.
I don't know why you're getting upset.
I wrote it. I know what's in it.
Email
me, though.
So you know the horrible things you said about the Jews? I mean,
I have not.
I don't understand why you're getting upset.
I want you to email me those.
All right.
I don't even care. Send me those.
Well, it's not up for debate, ma'am. We can't have this kind of stuff in our marketplace. We're a Christian family company, and we don't allow stuff like this to be sold.
I need you to email me those. If I do see that I wrote those, I'm very sorry, and please take it down immediately, but I assure you, I did not.
There's no way you forgot that you wrote this stuff. I mean, it's on 8 different pages. How can you not know about this?
Okay, I'm not listening to this anymore. This is complete bullcrap.
Was it ghostwritten?
I'm not doing it.
Are you not the real author?
No, I assure you,
you
that
weren't?
I spent my time on this. And I'm done with this conversation.
Okay, but...
I'm done.
Ma'am...
I did not do that.
You know, like... In the end, this will just make you a more popular author, because it's a banned book. You're basically like Mark Twain now. You're the Judy Blume of the new millennium.
I'm done with talking about this right now. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry we have to pull your book.
Fine.
And also, okay. In addition, I purchased 5 copies myself... And I'm going to take them to my Christian youth group this Wednesday, and we're going to burn them in a fire.
Why would you take it? I think this is fake.
No, we're going to burn the copies in a fire because it's, you know, like, we do that with our music CDs that are satanic and stuff. I'm going to burn copies of your book.
There's no way this is real. There's no way.
How would this not be real? What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Why would you hang up? I don't understand.